let's welcome in Kelvin Johnson to the program. Kelvin, you're on with Jim Miller, Bill Polian, SiriusXM NFL Radio. And let me start here. I remember we did this training camp last year. I said, can anybody cover you one-on-one? You said, no, nobody can. So they tried to put two guys on you. Then they tried to put three guys on you. And here you break the all-time receiving record. I mean, unbelievable. Let's just start there. And what a season. I know it's disappointing how the record turned out. But for you individually, wow, what a year.
Appreciate it. I think that the main reason why we got there, you know, we had some significant players, and Ryan Broyles, who was coming along in his rookie year, and Nate, who's been proven for us. You know, they went down, one broken leg, one ACL, and I had to take on the bulk of the receiving game, and you know, we didn't run the ball as well as we would like to last year, so we were definitely throwing the ball. I don't know if we set any records as far as passing attempts, but we were definitely slinging
over
that thing.
Over 700, and, yes, that was
a record. See, and then I had a great gunslinger and Matt out there, so he was able to put the ball on me, and you know, I think that's the main reason why we got there.
When I scouted you at Georgia Tech, they told me that you had not played high school basketball. Is that true?
Right.
You were a baseball player,
year, but
right?
I was a baseball player, yeah.
Amazing. If I were the basketball coach, I would have tied you up and locked you in a closet to make sure you – did you not like the sport?
Baseball is my favorite sport. Ken Griffey, my favorite player. And then I guess once I started to become, you know, coming to my own in football in high school, you know, baseball just got boring to me.
It's amazing. How do you adjust, and how did you adjust to the multiple coverages that you see? Because not only are you the best receiver in the National Football League, you face more exotic coverages than any other receiver in football. How have you made that adjustment?
Started with Sean Jefferson last year. He did a great job in keeping me patient out there. You know, he would tell me every game, you know, it's just you're taking the coverage away, so somebody else should be able to make plays. And I just tried to look at it as that, you know, and I expected my teammates to make plays when I was able to take two and three guys. So somebody had to be one-on-one, and if you're one-on-one in this league, you know, you as a receiver, you're expected to make those plays.
Like anything else, injuries play a part of it. Obviously, Nate Burleson, Broyles go down. Here, Scheffler and Pettigrew end up being, you know, the second best receivers, the running backs too. Joik Bell had a lot of receptions as well. Where do you see the depth at that position? I mean, God forbid if injuries happen again. Do you feel with Reggie Bush now added to this offense, do you feel that you guys can sustain, you know, if injuries do occur during a part of the season?
I really believe so. You know, we have Reggie Bush, Mikel LeShure, and then Joik Bell. I think we have a very dynamic run game. Each one of them brings something different to the run game. And just God willing, we keep everybody healthy on the team, especially at the running back position that we're talking about right now. And if we keep those guys healthy, you know, we can go to different guys at different times of the game and, you know, just keep a fresh group of guys on the field.
Do you see your offense any different with the addition of Reggie Bush? I'm a big fan of Scott Linehan. I really am. But his offense has always needed that scat back, and it's been missing here with Javon Best. What do you see differently now that Reggie Bush is here?
Well, one, you know, Reggie could give you what Java gave us at the same time. He could run pretty good in between the tackles, not that Java couldn't, but he is a bigger back, and he's can make somebody look stupid in space, and I've been looking forward to having him on the field. You know, I always loved to watch him when he was in college, when he was in the league, and now he's on my team.
And I'll bet you want him on your side of the formation, correct?
Exactly.
Take those linebackers away.
Oh, man, you already know that would definitely be a help, and even bring down the safety sometimes.
How is the attitude within the locker room with all the changes that went on this mm-hmm. past offseason, many of them positive, mm-hmm. Reggie being the prime example. How's the attitude in the locker room now?
Well, one, speaking like on Reggie, you know, we have a dynamic running game, especially when we keep those guys healthy. The big thing to me that you can't help but notice anybody that comes out here every day is that defensive line that we have, and we have a good rotation going over there. It's, you know, sometimes they get our offensive line, sometimes our offensive line holds their own. But to see the quickness that they have up front, you know, Sue leading those guys, fairly those guys in the middle, man, it's something to watch. And I enjoy seeing those guys go up against us every day. You know, not the fact that they destroy some of our plays, but the fact they're on our team.
Joined right now by the Pro Bowl wide receiver of the Detroit Lions, coming off a record-setting season in 2012, Kelvin Johnson, SiriusXM NFL Radio Training Camp Tour. And I look at your secondary. You had 11 different starting combinations. Mm-hmm. Houston's back. You get Spivey, hopefully a healthy Lewis Delmas. You draft this kid Darius Slay out of Mississippi State. Bill Bentley's coming on strong. They get great work versus you. Where do you see this secondary that you're out there practicing? Here it's your second day in pads, and I see you guys getting after it a little bit. Where do you see this group?
Well, you know, and Chris Houston, yeah, we have Chris. A solid starting corner. You know, he's been starting since he's been in the league. I get great competition when I go against Chris. He's not a very small guy, but he's very strong. And Slay, get to go against him every day. His coach literally puts him up against me just to get the good competition. And I try to push him. I tell him, you got to be aggressive. You got to be strong. Can't let guys cross his face. And he's learning. You know, as long as he get his legs right, you know, and focus on, you know, become more mental, I guess you could say. As far as that back end, Bentley, if he keep him healthy, keep that shoulder right, you know, we could have a good nickel group right there. And, you know, Delmas on the back end, he's a quarterback of our defense. You know, when he's not there, you know, last year our confidence was down in the secondary when he's not out there. And we brought in Quinn, so that's going to be a big help. He's very solid at his position as well.
How do you see Quinn? Is he going to be the nickel back? What position is he going to end up at?
It's tough to say. You know, in camp, we've seen a lot at the down in the strong safety position. But when we played him last year when he was in Houston, he was playing that nickel back a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think he's very comfortable playing that. So I'm sure he'll get some reps in there too.
How do you view the division? Many people, myself included, believe this is the toughest division in football, top to bottom. Mm-hmm. How do you see your opponents?
Oh, I definitely agree with you. It's definitely tough, but it just makes us better, you know. And we got to rise to the occasion every time we play these guys. All those six games that we play in our division, you know, the Vikings has a hell of a defensive line, hell of a running back. Green Bay, we all know what they can do. They're world champions. And when we go play Chicago, they're always a tough match for us, you know. So we got to bring our A game. But the thing is, we've got to start faster on offense, and I believe that our defense will be able to hold us down.
Moving the ball from 20 to 20, Calvin, wasn't a problem for you guys. It really was the minus 16 turnover differential. You get the ball down there, all of a sudden, unfortunately, the ball gets tipped, you know, interception, something like that happens. What are you guys focusing on maybe this training camp? Is it extra periods, extra dedication, extra commitment to the red zone, to really finishing drives, which seemed to be a problem in 2012?
It's definitely we've done a lot of red zone periods, especially this early in camp. You know, guys look forward to getting one to the red zone to save the legs a little bit. But at the same time, as you said last year, we were able to move the ball. But when we got down in the red zone, we would turn the ball over sometimes, or we just would come off the field with no points, you know. And that's unacceptable down there, especially for us, with the talent that we have on the offensive side of the ball. But I think that, one, the running game with Reggie is definitely going to help out. Having that scat back there in the backfield again, that's going to take coverage at the same time. And then, you know, if we get find a way to, if I get in the end zone a little more, we just make plays and even just run balls into the end zone from when we get down there in the red zone. We don't have to catch the ball in the end zone every time, you know. So we can do some of those things. The big thing, like you said, is turnovers. And that's one thing that we've really been focused on, is fumbles, interceptions, you know, high and tight. You know, coach has been preaching every time, you know. And we've definitely focused on the red zone. We've been in the red zone the last couple of days.
My question is, how do they get the ball to you in the red zone more? Is it a question of other weapons taking coverage away, or is it a question of designing plays that get you open?
It could be both. You know, one, guys making more plays at the same time, you know, moving me around, you know. And Linehan does a great job putting me in motion, or just putting me in the slot, you know. And oftentimes, you know, I see more to double coverage. It's easier to double when I'm outside. When I'm in the slot, I go across the field and stuff like that. So I think that he's doing a great job, and we're going to see a little more of that.
Good.
Before we let you go, we haven't talked about the guy who's delivering the mail to you, and that's Matthew Stafford. Probably one of the most talented quarterbacks under the age of 25. I mean, just shy of 5,000 yards last year. It's really incredible what you guys have been able to do. What was the focus this offseason? What do you two talk about? Because you've already come into your own. I think he's there. I think he's there, but he knows he needs to do a little bit more. What maybe have you guys talked about this offseason to get Detroit back into the mix in terms of the playoffs?
I think for us, we just take from our coaches, you know, and I think the biggest thing is when we get down, our communication on the field, you know, has to be better. You know, when we come off the field, we have to communicate better as far as what we see. And not that we haven't done that yet, but if we could just do that a little bit more throughout the game, you know, and I think if we could just be on the same page, myself and Matt, not that we aren't it, because obviously we've had some successful years together, but we just make more plays that way.
Well, it's been great having you here. It's always great watching you. You're a credit to yourself and your family.
Appreciate that.
We'd like to say, between seeing Brandon Marshall and you, I mean, are these guys not doing that? It's all we need to look at. I'll tell you what. But, hey, congratulations. Right, have a great year. Stay healthy here in 2013, and hopefully we'll talk to you down the road, Calvin.
Thanks for having me.